Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. If you want to catch the latest Memes of the Week videos, then subscribe to me over at MGTOW TV. Link is in the description. Plus you'll get content from people like Turd Flinging Monkey and Terrence Pop, just to name a few on the platform as well. Also, before I get on with the memes, first a word from today's sponsor, Profit Specialist Group. Why let some woman use her points to fly her dog to Fiji first class? If you're a business owner, stop paying for your customers' reward points, bonus air miles, and cash back. Robert Rivera is a fellow MGTOW that helps businesses that take credit card payments get rid of those fees you pay to the bank. If you're accepting credit cards, he can save your company $6,000 or more annually on the fees. Watch the tutorial video or visit the Cash is King CC website. The sponsor links are in the description. Anyways, here are the memes. This week's first one is Anne Hathaway. Before and after feminism. Just kidding, it's a demonstration of the importance of having eyebrows. Nothing else about the picture has changed. I guess that women without eyebrows look like Cro-Magnon cooch Neanderthals or something like that. Maybe the next trend will be for women to get pronounced brow lines like this to appear more powerful in the future and also repulse males. Up next we have Rebecca Parson, deciding that a living wage isn't $7.25 an hour, but it's more like $30 an hour. If you give them 30, then they'll pretty much be asking for 50, because prices will rise on every good and service that they need to buy. If she gets her $30 an hour, then she'll probably complain that a coffee at Starbucks is costing her 30. Number 3, we have a woman that looks like a 4, at best, saying that she has 10 sugar daddies, that take her on luxury vacations and pay her £200 per date. Goes to show there are a lot of rich, thirsty simps out there willing to pay her to do tricks on their dicks. We all know exactly what goes on during their so-called dates. They play hide the salami. She probably targets older men that have no standards. Moving on is Floris, and he ended up dating a girl from a club who had a fiancé, pretty much banging her. He says she's a shy girl that had clearly never cheated on her fiancé before, and because of that she felt super guilty. But how does he know that one for sure? What if she was just acting to make him think that she hadn't been with many men before so that she could lure him into her trap? I have guys contact me telling me it's easier to pick up married women these days than the single ones. Number 5, we have a former Lonely Friends model that's become religious and has given up on her lust-filled ways. Now she's got a new man in her life that hasn't touched her and ever makes sexual comments, and wants to save their first kiss for the wedding day. Meanwhile, she was plastering her puss all over the internet, and now she wants to wipe away her past. Up next, we have a woman named Dane reacting to the fact that 1 in 4 women in Sweden will be sexually assaulted because the country has the second highest number of rapes, with only South Africa ahead of it. Dane wonders why it is, but we all know the answer. When you flood the country full of migrants and force cultural enrichment on the citizenry, what do you think is going to happen? It's not Swedish men, it's the immigrants. Moving on, we have a brokey on the left and a super strong empowered woman on the right, both working the same job at McDonald's. Goes to show that men generally don't care about what a woman does with her life, as well as her career, so long as she's attractive enough to poke in the rear. Funny enough, women are also begging to be strong and independent, and it drives the cost of labor down and makes the men that hire them even richer. Number 8 is this week's most popular one. A boy is left wanting to self-delete because his mother is a Lonely Friends model, and his classmates taunt him with pictures of his mom. The poor kid suffered a panic attack. The thing I'm wondering about is how the other kids managed to get those pictures in the first place. This is only the beginning. Wait until times get tough, and almost everyone's mother is a Lonely Friends model. Number 9 is Gio Scotti, a woman that someone posted a picture of and said that this is what the tailboys of ancient Roman warriors banged look like. In these days of transgenderism, a lot of people began believing it. It just goes to show that if a girl even looks slightly masculine these days, then people automatically assume that she's really a he. I asked you guys on Twitter if you would smash, and most of the answers were no, because that's a dude. I guess Gio's life is over. Up next, we have a woman that lost a ton of weight, literally, and is now probably getting ready to dump her boyfriend and ride the Rooster roller coaster. Actually, that's not the case, but the real question to ask is, would you date a woman that lost this much weight? Also, how do you know that she actually didn't just gain all that weight instead? There's nothing telling us which one is the before and which one is the after. Number 11, we have a graphic showing us how 20 years ago, men in the West, from the West, didn't think there was anything wrong with the United States, even though those in Islam called it a great Satan. Today, the men in America would probably agree with the assessments. Moving on, we have Dina, and she says that good women still exist, but that their stomachs aren't flat and that they talk back. Many of those good women probably don't even shower all that often. Feminists are so bad that they can't even define what a woman is, much less what a good woman is. I've dated disagreeable women before, and after a few weeks to a month, I'm pretty much out of there. I'll take fat over mouthy any day of the week, because Karens are not good women. Number 13 is probably the type of woman Dana is describing. I asked you guys if you would smash, and many said no because she's overweight and will grow fatter. And she's also covered in tattoos. Plus, she's wearing a wedding ring, so you don't want to get chased away by her beta husband. Number 14, why the hell are they making female video game players look like this these days? It's probably the feminist agenda to destroy the competition, so you have no choice but to idealize a masculinized woman. It's stuff like this that's the reason that anime is becoming more popular than ever. People in the West are choosing to play Japanese games and read Japanese comics. This graphic explains it all. If she's not attractive to men, it's empowering to women. But if she's attractive to men, then it harms women because beauty is non-inclusive. And it's nothing more than the objectification of women. Moving on, we have a couple saying goodnight to one another, and the guy doesn't want to get cheated on ever again. Meanwhile, his girlfriend is off to cheat again. For many guys, this right here is why they don't date anymore. I present to you the modern Western woman, genus Skankus Marankus, because you know that guy isn't just going to go for some FaceTime. He's going to come over to her place and cover her face, if you know what I mean. Next up, we have a woman that uses makeup to cover how horrible she looks without it. For many guys, it would probably be illegal for her not to wear makeup around them. This is what they look like when they get desperate for male attention along with his pension. Add Photoshop and filters, and you don't know who you're really talking to online anymore. Number 17, we have Disney accidentally casting a corn on the cob star for the Little Mermaid remake. Gee, how did they miss that one? There are no accidents after you see them draw sex in the clouds in Lion King. They probably put her in there because they knew it would create controversy, and the more people would be talking about the film, and maybe more would see it. Then again, it's been a huge flop for Disney. Next up, we got a picture of Michael and Obama, two dudes before they got married. People are surprised that I posted this. But it was bait because this is what the real picture of Obama and Michelle looks like. But how do we know this is an unedited picture either? We're now facing a situation where we no longer know what is fake and what is real. Moving on, we have Chinese women in their military marching to the theme of command and conquer. They're so perfectly synchronized, just like their periods. I think we should call them the PMS battalion, and that they should be put into battle when they're the most moody. That's when you know that they're the most lethal. This video is from the official Chinese embassy page in France. Number 20 makes you think. The atheist Coomer is shocked that anyone would follow a man-made religion. The Christian asks the question, if it's a man-made religion, then why does it go against men's desires? Of course, it's a religion designed to control male behavior, and so that you police yourself instead of the ruler wasting resources on you. The same can be said about the law, but most of the time, the guys on the left still follow it. Also remember, progressivism is also a man-made religion. Moving on, we have something that I've noticed as a photographer working in the field for over 25 years. Women love to have their picture taken. They're also always the ones taking their picture in front of places and things. On my travels, I rarely have my picture taken. But everywhere I go, I take tons of landscapes and roadside attractions. And women are always there taking their selfies. Lately, it's gone so bad that they have to resort to these types of pictures for attention. Also, what does it tell you about Andrew Tate when he gets his picture taken in front of things? Number 22 is an article from Evie saying that half of the single men avoid interacting with women out there, out of fear of being seen as creepy. Of course they do. They know that it can cost them their jobs, that it's too risky these days, and it's better to just stay invisible where she can't destroy your life with the blink of an eye, for no reason at all. Men are also expected to approach, and if they don't, then the mating game is over. Up next, we have a battle between a male and female Marine. Enjoy!
We see this female Marine against this male Marine, and watch how it is a completely fair and equal battle. Do you see?
Number 24, we have a black Marxist scholar that supports reparations for blacks in America for slavery. But now she realizes that she descends from a slave owner herself. Talk about a cell phone. Someone snarky mentions that the reason for her partial white background is because her slave ancestor had consensual sex, wink, wink, nudge, nudge, with a slave owner ancestor, and that I should think before I retweet things. What do you guys think? Number 25 in this week's last one is a woman asking how she should tell her husband that he's no longer good enough for her because she got fit, got promoted, and there are dozens of men at her work that are better looking and drive better cars, and also live in bigger homes, that are all now interested in her. She says she deserves more. If a man were to leave a woman like this, then they would call him a monster. But if she leaves him, it's okay because he should have tried harder. And now he's just gonna cry harder. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Remember that I make these for free, so donate if you can at the PayPal and Subscribestar links below for more content like this. Also, once again, check out MGTOW TV for content that you can't get anywhere else. You're definitely gonna enjoy it. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.